Good afternoon. The Andalusia regional government announced new restrictions yesterday to try and control the spread of the fifth wave of the coronavirus in the region. Following a meeting of the Committee of Experts, the Junta said it would request a curfew between 2 a.m. and 7 a.m. in towns and cities with a population of more than 5,000, where the COVID-19 incidence rate exceeds 1,000 cases per 100,000 inhabitants over the last 14 days. In this situation, three of the major tourist towns of Conil de Frontera and Tarifa in Cadiz province and Marbella on Malaga's Costa del Sol. But the curfew does not come into effect automatically. In each case, the request must be proposed by the Territorial Health Alerts Committee for each province, and it will have to be ratified by the Supreme Court of Andalusia. In any case, the Junta de Andalusia will consider taking variables other than just the incidence rate into account for tourist towns. Experts say that the influx of holiday visitors may not reflect with certainty the real health situation in the different localities. Britain has told the European Union to think again after the bloc published a plan for post-Brexit negotiations over the future of Gibraltar that London said seeks to undermine the British sovereignty over the territory. The European Commission said the draft negotiating mandate would have a positive impact for people living and working on either side of the border between Spain and Gibraltar without undermining the EU single market. But British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said the plan conflicted with an agreement between London, Madrid and Gibraltar reached in December last year, just before Britain completed its exit from the EU. A British official said that one issue with the EU mandate was its provision that Spain should carry out border control and surveillance at Gibraltar's port, airport and seaports. The mercury is expected to soar again, with the temperatures expected to hit 40 degrees in the coming days. Heat can be expected during the day and at night, because minimum temperatures won't ease much either. They will be up to 7 degrees higher than those in recent days. Temperatures are set to peak for the Costa Blanca on Friday, already with an alert from the Met Office, and for the Costa del Sol on Saturday. And the Valencia Regional Tourism Agency have launched Hospitality Tourism, a scheme to assist holidaymakers who catch COVID whilst holidaying and must therefore quarantine. Hotels, campsites, apartments and tourist accommodations that fail to offer a room for isolation could face fines of up to €100,000. The measure is designed in principle for foreign tourists because domestic travellers can return to their own homes, though guests who test positive cannot be forced to stay. The initiative, which is subsidised by the regional government, covers the transfer to the refuge hotel if necessary and full board and accommodation for up to 15 days. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.